This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland in for Kai Rizdahl. As we talked about earlier, jobs numbers are out today. More added, but the percent unemployed ticked up slightly. And as Mitchell Hartman reported, there are fewer of us working, but we are doing more. And believe it or not, folks, it has been a year since U.S. debt was downgraded by the credit rating firm S&P. It was all apocalypse and Armageddon then, but did it really matter? Well, here was some perspective, our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore and John Carney from CNBC. Happy Friday, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Tess. Happy Friday.
So we heard Mitchell up top of the broadcast talking about the monthly jobs report released today. More jobs added, but this unemployment rate just ticked up. Heidi, let me start with you. Good news, bad news, no news?
It's certainly better news, right? Because we've seen so many months of the job news getting worse and worse. And so this reverses that trend. And it also fits in with other good economic data we've seen, like housing prices seem to have hit a bottom and consumer confidence is up for reasons that we cannot even fathom. So all of those things tie together to add at least 1 month of optimism. But I think we should have to wait a few more months to get a real read.
No, I don't want to.
I think it's a very, very good sign for the economy. I actually think with unemployment ticked up, but it's basically flat. The numbers, it was an insignificant change. Getting these kind of jobs based on, despite all the fears we've had about Europe and all the fears about perhaps we're sliding into another recession, maybe an indicator that the economy is recovering on a self-sustaining basis. Remember, this isn't being driven by government growth, more spending, anything like this. It looks like we're having a actual, real, self-sustaining economic growth emerging here.
Well, the markets certainly were very happy at the news this morning, as we heard in the numbers. What does it mean when the markets respond that way to something like this, Heidi?
Generally, it means that they've woken up from a deep nap. I mean, it is August, and there aren't a lot of people on the job right now. And we also had some miserable news in the markets with the trouble with one particularly large trading firm called Knight Capital. Mm-hmm. So any evidence of good news would, of course, create a rally. But as we know, the market does not stand by its convictions. It's a bit moody. So it will be a different picture on Monday, I'm sure.
Well, speaking of Moody, which is a credit rating agency, let's turn now to the fact that we are 1 year out from the S&P downgrade, another rating agency. As I said, I can't believe it's been a year. We had you two on the wrap that day to talk about it. Where is the apocalypse that we were all promised, John?
It never emerged. As Heidi and I actually explained, I think, a year ago, the ratings downgrade was a very silly exercise. Moody's has no expertise in whether the U.S. government is ever going to default on its debt in some way. That's not going to happen. And if you look at the interest rates of the 10-year notes since we got downgraded, they've pretty much done nothing but fall. We have lower interest rates now than we did before we were downgraded. The whole thing was a ridiculous exercise in faux-pocalypse rather than apocalypse.
Yeah, and at the time, Heidi, you said it was largely psychological, and it certainly seems to have proven to be true.
Yes, exactly. It's like the worst Michael Bay movie in history, right? You expect, you know, fireworks and you get nothing. You get like a sad trombone. But actually, it actually could be another kind of movie trope, which is, you know, the horror movies where you walk into a room, you think you've avoided the villain, and then he's waiting behind the door for you, another door for you. And that could happen. I mean, the things that S&P was complaining about last year are still true. We still borrow too much. We still have too much debt. We have the debt ceiling problem is probably going to reoccur this year. We have something called the fiscal cliff, which involves, you know, tax breaks that may run out. We have those problems. We're just not paying the price right now. So we shouldn't get too smug.
Well, so basically, if S&P was trying to send a message, which it seemed to indicate that that's what it was trying to do, you know, Congress, get your act in order. Washington apparently did not get that message.
No, they didn't get it at all. And, you know, I'm not that bothered. I'd rather have Congress respond to voters than to a ratings agency. I thought it was extremely arrogant for S&P to attempt to issue orders to the rating to Congress. Again, you know, this is a democracy. We don't have to have, you know, bureaucratic pinheads telling us how to balance our budget. We'll balance it just how we want to or not.
Which is at the last minute and hysterically.
Right.
Exactly. Par for the course. All right. Heidi, John, hey, happy weekend, you guys.
You
Thanks.
Too.
You too.